KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:01, we have cloudy skies at 45 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy to cloudy today with the scattered showers this afternoon. Could see some sprinkles this morning on occasion, a high around 53. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. Governor Kim Reynolds has ordered more businesses to close and added another week to previous restrictions designed to limit the spread of COVID-19. In addition to bars, restaurants, and hair salons that have already been closed, Reynolds yesterday ordered more retail stores that sell things like books, clothes, flowers, and furniture to close. All those business closures will now be in place through April 7th.
We will continue to take additional steps as necessary to further protect the health of Iowans and our economy.
The governor issued a public health emergency proclamation and ordered bars and restaurants closed at noon on March 17th. She added hair and nail salons and swimming pools to the list this week, with the closings to last through March 31st. The closures by the governor's decree now extend through Tuesday, April 7th.
And I wanted to make sure that we were giving businesses, you know, enough notice. And so that's one of the reasons that we thought we would go ahead and just extend for another week beyond what I originally did. But every day I need, you know, Iowans and businesses to know that we're reevaluating those metrics and seeing, you know, what they look like and talking about what we need to do next. And that went into the decisions that we made.
The governor has also used her emergency authority to order the suspension of all elective surgery and dental visits unless it's an emergency situation.
These actions will help us preserve the personal protection equipment as well as our healthcare workforce.
State officials reported 34 more cases of COVID-19 have been confirmed in Iowa for a total of 179 positive cases.
We haven't actually made it through the first incubation period, and so we haven't even really been able to gather the data about the decisions that we made early on to see if we have started to bend the curve.
Reynolds says because of that, she cannot speculate on when the business closures she's ordered will be lifted.
We have said all along that basically we have put a lot of policies in place to really help protect our most vulnerable and make sure that we don't see a surge on our healthcare system, and that's really what's driven the decisions that we've made.
More Army Iowa National Guard members have been activated to join the fight against the coronavirus pandemic. The Guard says soldiers from the 67th Troop Command have established an operations and planning cell at the Iowa City Readiness Center. They'll prepare and coordinate Guard support to agencies in the eastern half of Iowa. Other Guard members have been delivering medical supplies in support of the Iowa Department of Homeland Security and Emergency Management. The Guard says more than 90 Guard members are on duty to handle coronavirus response missions across the state. Iowa's three public universities have announced grading options as COVID-19 pandemic forces students into online education instead of the classroom instruction. University of Iowa and ISU undergraduate students are being allowed to take the letter grades their instructors record or choose a pass-non-pass option. The new option could help students who, for example, don't do as well as they believe they could have without the coronavirus-related disruptions. The University of Northern Iowa has already a credit-no-credit option, but has modified and expanded its use. The pass-not-pass marks won't factor into a student's grade point average. The Ottawa County Treasurer's Office reports due to COVID-19, the U.S. Department of Homeland Security has announced that the Real ID Gold Star deadline for identification used to fly or enter a federal building has been postponed for 1 year. The new deadline is October 1st, 2021. If this is your renewal year or any changes need to be made to your ID or DL, then this is the perfect time to get the Real ID. If you have any questions with regard to what documents you may need, call 712-563-2293 in Audubon County, your local treasurer's office, or you can go to the iowadot.gov website, the link to which is on the same page on the news page at kjan.com. Well, the Cass County Treasurer's and Recorder's Office report that effective today, March 27th, personnel with both offices will no longer meet customers on a face-to-face basis. There is a drop box outside of the courthouse door with instructions for you to leave your information or documents. And for any specific needs or instructions, just call one of the respective offices. The Treasurer is at 243-2975, Recorder at 243-1692. The Cass County Auditor's Office has released the final list of candidates who have filed nomination papers for county office in advance of the June 2nd primary. There will be contested races for the Cass County Board of Supervisors on the Republican ticket in Districts 4 and 5. The winners move on to the general election in November. In the Board of Supervisors District 1, Steve Green, a Republican incumbent, is the person on the ballot for the primary. The Board of Supervisors District 4, Republican incumbent Steve Beyer is facing a challenge from Republican Travis Erickson. Board of Supervisors, District 5, Russell Joyce, a Democrat, stands alone, and Republicans Bernard Pettinger of Oneida and Lynn Reinicke of Messina will vie for that November seat. And November election, that is. And County Attorney Vanessa Strozdas of Atlantic is a Republican. County Auditor Dale Sunderman, a Republican incumbent. County Sheriff Darby McLaren of Atlantic, also a Republican incumbent, will be on the primary ballot. And candidates who have filed nomination papers for the November general election in Cass County include for Soil and Water Conservation District, Kurt Behrens of Wyota, Chase Wheatley of Messina, and Ray Wilson. Hospital Board, Leanne Pellett, Linda Pelzer, and Ned Brown. There's three seats open on the board for this coming election in November. Edna Township Trustee, there are two people, both Republicans, running for that post, including Dan Schreier of Cumberland and Keith Nelson of Messina, and one person running for Union Township Trustee, and that would be Republican Delmer South. Adair County Auditor and Commissioner of Elections Mandy Berg reminds voters of the county the primary election scheduled for Tuesday, June 2nd. The voter pre-registration deadline is 5 p.m. May 22nd. Pre-registered voters are required to provide an approved form of identification at the polling place before receiving and casting a regular ballot. Voters may request an absentee ballot from the auditor's office as well, and due to the coronavirus, both Iowa Secretary of State Paul Pate and Adair County Auditor Mandy Berg are strongly encouraging voters in the county to vote by mail. First day absentee ballots can be mailed is Thursday, April 23rd. If you have any questions, call the Adair County Auditor's Office at 641-743-2546. You can see the list of candidates who have filed for the primary election in this same story on the news page at kjan.com. And the Adams County Auditor's Office released information with regard to candidates who have filed nomination papers for county office in advance of the June primary. There are no contested races in Adams County, and you can see the list of candidates there in this same story on the news page at kjan.com. The news was brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.